Honorable chairpersons and dear colleagues, the past 5 years have been a period of both significant progress and crises, testing our society's commitment to gender equality. Today, I would like to share some of the recent developments in Estonia that reflect this commitment. Estonia's gender equality policy is rooted in our welfare development plan, a strategic framework that positions gender equality as a core priority. This plan focuses on addressing economic disparities, increasing women's participation in decision-making, and driving societal change through awareness campaigns and institutional support. Several key reforms have been enacted. First, I'd like to highlight the reformed parental leave system. With over 19% of fathers now taking shared leave, this reflects a shift towards a more equal caregiving. Equally important is the early childhood care system. Although the law mandates that there should be no gap between paid parental leave and kindergarten placement, in reality, this is not always the case. The new early childhood education law will play a critical role in closing this gap and making seamless childcare a reality. Estonia has also made significant strides in addressing gender-based violence. Our new strategic framework, alongside the victim support law, ensures the quality of victim support services while expanding their reach. Moreover, Estonia is currently updating its legislation to incorporate the concept of consent-based rape, which defines rape as sexual activity without explicit consent, rather than requiring proof of physical resistance. This is a critical step forward in protecting survivors' rights, ensuring that the focus is on the absence of consent rather than the victim's response during the assault. In terms of economic equality, Estonia has made measurable progress. Over the past 5 years, the gender pay gap has decreased by 4 percentage points and now stands at 13.1%. The goal is to reduce it to 5% by 2035 through measures such as tackling segregation in education and enhancing pay transparency. From 2024, all employers have access to the Pay Mirror tool, which uses administrative data to help organizations monitor their gender pay gaps within their organizations. In the past 30 years, we have faced evolving challenges and pushbacks on gender equality and the human rights for all women and girls in the world. As these new challenges emerge, we must adapt. Going forward, Estonia prioritizes gender mainstreaming, which requires widespread awareness and support for gender equality throughout society. To achieve this, we are working to engage men as important partners in promoting equality and driving progress. For example, to reduce gender segregation, we are focusing on increasing male participation in sectors such as education and social services. While some challenges require adaptation and evolution, others must never be accepted or normalized. One such development is the Russian war of aggression against Ukraine. This unprovoked attack has brought unimaginable suffering, with 40% of Ukraine's population, primarily women and children, urgently in need of humanitarian aid. Russia's use of sexual and gender-based violence, exploitation, and abuse as weapons of war has been deeply inhumane. In response, Estonia has demonstrated unwavering solidarity with Ukraine. Our commitment to standing with Ukraine remains firm as we continue to advocate for peace, security, full accountability, and protection of human rights. Some challenges require adaptation, but others demand our full resistance. Violence, discrimination, and injustice are not issues we can accept or compromise on. We must confront them with unwavering determination. The complex and at times uncomfortable discussions around gender equality and human rights can only thrive among free and democratic societies. My wish for all of us is to have courage and the freedom to fully engage in these essential debates. Thank you.